All right, joining us today, we have Coach Dwayne Bastov from the Richmond Boys Spartans basketball team. How you doing today, Coach?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good, good. And we appreciate you taking time out of your day and giving us a call. You're one of our usuals at calling the fifth quarter, so it's good to hear from you. Why don't we start with your two Dream Team nominations?
Well, first one that I would be Quentin Maxwell, who he's our go-to guy inside. He's been a three-year starter for us. Senior year was everything that we needed him to be because he was our force inside, and every year he just kind of elevated his play. And for us, you know, it was always nice to know you had that one kid that's going to work hard, he's going to show the younger kids the proper way to play the game and respect the game. And I know for us, I'll be sad to see him go. You know, he's been a good member of our program, and he averaged almost 15 points a game, and 8 rebounds, and obviously had the other teams, you know, he'd draw the other team's best post player. And if I had to, I could put him on a swing kid too if I needed to get him stopped. And great, great kid, and he's gonna play Division I football at Ohio University. He's already signed there, and he'll be leaving in early June for that. But it was a pleasure to have him in. You know, at our school and in the MRBC East, and just quality kids.
Yeah, well, when you speak on Maxwell, and you know, I've seen him play personally a couple times. He doesn't lack toughness whatsoever, but the versatility that he brings to your team is kind of crazy. Because I saw him guard Nolte of Higginsville, and right. Boy, he's not scared of anything, and he'll go right at you every time. But the fact that he can guard every position on the court for you guys, right. That must have been a tremendous asset
it
to your team.
It was an advantage, you know. And you know, if you'd asked me when he came in as a pretty real raw as a freshman, you know, and he just kind of had to get him. His growth spurt was probably his, you know, late freshman, sophomore year, like a lot of kids, and just getting underneath himself, and then just even maturing, you know, and just, you know, his constant work in the weight room, and his constant, you know, just, you know, the one thing about him was, you know, he just unique. Just, you know, he'd sit there pound for pound, as tough a kid as I've ever had, and you know, he just wasn't going to come out any, you know, if he got knocked down, he could dust himself off, get back up, but you generally see kids bounce off him more than, you know, more than the other way around. And like you say, he took other kids' big posts, and he could go out and guard a, you know, a 6'2 athletic kid that we needed to get shut down for a possession or two. Just unique, athletic, and just a great, great kid, and would, you know, tireless worker. The best example or best expression to use on him, because he'd never quit playing always wanted to do the best, and he never cared about stats either.
And if we're looking at your next player, Mr. Kincaid, why don't you give us a few things on him on and off the court for you guys?
Yeah, Philip he's been a two-year starter and been in our program for 3 years. He came in from Stet and was one of those kids that, and I think he got homeschooled for a little bit too, but when he came in, you know, quiet kid, really, really steady player, and for us, you know, he could shoot it. I mean, you know, he's one of the top kids at shooting the three ball, and I know that coaches, you know, our all conference meeting here, there's, you know, a lot of them were kind of shaking their heads. Like, God, you guys, some of you realize that a 3-point shot's at the arc, not 5 foot behind it. You know, and we just, you know, with having, you know, Reed Summers, who's been on our program, you know, it you know, like when kids see him doing, then they're practicing that shot and they're working on their, you know, shooting from deep, you know. And,
exactly.
And that's one of the things Phillip's, you know, forte was, you know, he could, I mean, there's more than one game this year he had, you know, 6-7 threes and just would shoot us into a lead that we wouldn't, you know, give up, because we were pretty good at getting in front, you know. And if we could make it chases, we liked our chances. You know, I'm not saying we held on to every lead, but if the game was close, and that's one of the things that he would do. He'd always make a play late that we needed to, or shoot us close, or keep us in it. You know, and steady free throw shooter, 75%, and just real good kid. You know, quiet. You know, not necessarily demonstrative, but when he did talk, you know, that the other kids did listen, you know, and I, you know, we're going to miss them both, you know, But I think they set the groundwork for, you know, our young kids, because we played a lot of young kids this year, and they set the groundwork to, you know, for us to be successful in the near future too. So
yeah,
that's what I'm most pleased about.
Of course, and we've been covering a lot of your guys' games, especially since you're so close to us, and I honestly look forward to the product that you put on the court next year. It's always a joy going over there to Richmond or calling you guys here in Carrollton, because those are always good games. So I look forward to seeing you guys again next year.
Well, I appreciate that, and thanks for all you guys do for the high school athletic scene. You know, it certainly benefits us and every school around here. And appreciate all your help.
Of course, Coach. And that was Mr. Dwayne Bastob of the Richmond Boys Class 3 basketball team joining us here on KMZU for the Basketball Dream Team nominations. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.